Before I get into the shiur this morning, I want to be just both say Chvarech Sanya and thank my dear Yid Nefesh, Rav Avishai David, for inviting me to give a shiur this morning. I just completed a tour of duty for Landis College, speaking in most of the women's seminaries that have joint programs with us and giving shurim all around Eretz Israel. In fact, this past week I also was invited to Medrash Shmuel to give a shiur over there as well. And what I want to share with you this morning is a topic that is a very important topic, and that is the mitzvah Hallel in the world of halacha and hashkafa. Before I get into this year, I just want to mention that there's no question that Rav David and myself go back to the time of our early childhood, and the nachas and the bracha that I have is the fact that I had him for a chavrusa from my early childhood. Elementary school, high school, college, smicha, baruch Hashem, we were able to share the Ol HaTorah together, participate in each other's simchas, and the tremendous simcha I have is baruch Hashem that he established his own yeshiva in Eretz Israel, and has an incredible worldwide reputation when it comes to the quality of Torah that he teaches in your yeshiva, in the women's seminaries that he also was very involved with on a very integral level in developing them. You have a tremendous schus, boys, having him as your Rosh Hashiva and having shurim from him. I know the level of shurim he gives, and Ashreichem Atov Chalkechem, that you have such a Rosh Hashiva. The bracha I give him is Yishbeibel, Wahadutar al-Hadira, for many, many years to come. The yeshiva should grow, Bekamas Be'echus. Hashem should send a special treasure trove of money from the Shamayim, so you actually can stay here, don't have to travel the world to find financiers. You should find your sugar daddy who comes here and says, just take it. Dr. Lander in Turo has found such sugar daddy, so I know what that means. So you should find such a sugar daddy who will be able to do that for you. And the Mir of Hashem, you boys should be able to grow when it comes to your knowledge of Torah, become big Tamid Chachamim, and also Manhiga Yisrael for future generations, and change Klal Yisrael's historical future, Mir of Hashem, through your Torah and your Hashkafa. So I'm giving you a big bracha. And I thank you once again for inviting me. What I want to do this morning, and the time I have allotted to me, is I gave everybody a set of Maror Mekomos. Now, it's impossible for me to read every one of the Maror Mekomos inside with you, but you don't need me to read the Maror Mekomos later on in the Beis Medrash. If you want to chazor over this year, you'll have plenty of time to look at the Maror Mekomos be'im. What I'm going to do this morning, as I present my shir, is show you which Maror Mekomos I'm using to derive which part of Chiddush. And this way I'll be able to move quickly and share with you a great amount of information. Now, the topic this morning is Mitzvah Hallel in the world of Halacha v'Hashkafa. The Mitzvah Hallel is mentioned in the Gemara in Erechin on the first page of Maror Mekomos, Maror Mekom, A, B, C, D, E. And this Maror Mekom tells us that there are 18 to 24 days during the year in which the Mitzvah Hallel is recited. This is called the Takanas Chazal, Medivrei Sofrim of Chazal, of reciting the formal Kriyas HaHalel. And halachas, when it comes to Kriyas HaHalel, the various halachas. Number one is Kriyas HaHalel has to be done ba'amida. Halel is a form of edus v'shvach to Hashem, that all the nisim miracles with which will be m'shabeach Hashem in the Halel, we're giving edus v'shvach to Hashem that these miracles happened in our historical past and allowed Klai Yisrael through these miracles to become the amenivcha we are today. So it's bedafka ba'amida. A bracha has to be recited beforehand, like any other type of birchas hamitzvah. There's an isa hafsaka inside the actual kriyas halal from beginning to end. And number four, it's a zman grom mitzvah, because most of the halals are said by day and not by night. Therefore, it's a zman grom mitzvah. That's why Tosfos points out in Sukkah, noshim are basically exempt from halal because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah seisha zman groma. Tosfos bracha says that as well. And we know that the Ptur as Mangroma not only applies to Deraisa mitzvahs, it applies to Derabana mitzvahs. As we're going to see today, there is one Hallel which is Deraisa, that in fact Noshim Archayav is in as men. When we come to that share, I will point it out to you. So the question now arises, what are the qualities of the days of the year, for 18 to 21, that are Mechayav the Chavis HaHallel? So the Gemara, Sechtes Erechin, gives us three prerequisites. Number one, it has to be called a moed, according to the Pashas HaMoedim in the Torah. It has to be a day set aside for our Pagisha between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, representing a Kedushas Hayom that historically commemorates events of the past that brought Klal Yisrael into existence miraculously. Number two is there's a concept of an Eastern Malacha Deraisa. Malacha has to be awesome this day for the Kedushas Hayom to Mechayv Achayvus Halal. And number three, the Gemara says there has to be Chalak B'Karban Aisav. There has to be a definitive Karban Musaf, where this Musaf is distinct and unique. That shows you also an additional Kedushas Hayom. When these three come into concert with each other, it's a Mechayv of Ahidot Hashem to thank Hashem that He picked us and He gave us such holy days to meet and encounter His divine presence and to makash ourselves with Him. The mechayv of this is singing a shira to Hashem, and to be in a state of simcha shalmitzah. And since Yom Tov is a zman of samachta b'chagecha, we're in that mental state, emotional state, to meshabech Hashem with Hallel at that point in time. So therefore, these are the mechayvim of Kriyas HaHallel, where I point out very many times, I point out it's like an historical retrospect. We're talking about events of the past, and being Meshabeach Hashem, that these events of the past brought us into existence today, because we are a hamshach of those events going through the many generations from the event up until this point in time. The Gemara asks, after giving these criteria, what about Shabbos? Shabbos has a Kisim Malacha, Shabbos has a Chilip Kavanaisav. Why don't we say Halal on Shabbos? Shabbos Kodesh. So the Gemara says, because on a technical legal basis, Shabbos is not called a Moed according to the Torah, and that's why it's exempt from Halal. Ah, the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh, which is a Moed, and has a Karban Musaf. Why is there no Halal? Mika Hadin. So the Gemara says, because there's no concept of Isa Malacha that applies to Rosh Chodesh. There might be a minik today that some people don't do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, but it's a minik. And in fact, what we do today in Chatzi Halal means it's not the real Halal. It's a minik bi'alma. There's a machlokes Rishonim between the Ram and Rabbeinu Tam, where the Bechalal on the minik of saying Chatzi Halal is a chiyuv of a bracha. The Ram says you don't make a bracha on a minik. The famous Shita Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam says, two places in Shas, in Tainis and Erechin, you do make a bracha on a minik. And just be aware of the fact, there's a machlokas Rishonim over here, that when bracha is allowed to be recited in Halal, is a Halal that's recited as a tzibor, or even Halal that's recited as a yachid. L'cha achila, Mishnah Berurah says, a person should be mahadam, Rosh Chodesh especially, to say Halal with a tzibor, to be yotzei those shittus who claim, you can't say Halal with a bracha without a tzibor. So that's a very quick note of information. The Gemara then says, but what about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Think about it. They're both moadim, both have a isa malacha, both are chalut b'kavanos when it comes to Karban Musaf. Logically, we should have said halal on these days. So the Gemara Masechtas Erechin records that the Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu this question. Why doesn't Klal Yisrael, your Ama Nivcha, say halal to you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? And these are holy days representing Hashem's Malachus and the Haskalas Olam. These are very pivotal days hashgavically. Klal Yisrael should be mahalal you with halal. So the Rabbeinu Shlom answered the Malachim, it's a day where Sefer Chaim and Mesa Pesucha and Lafanai. It's a day of judgment, divine judgment. Everybody's in a state of Cherda Sadin. They don't know what's going to be the Psak Halacha for them for this year and years to come. Therefore, they're in a state of Pachad and Yira. How can I mechayiv them to say Halo, which requires a concept of a Yisha of a Degadas, of Simcha, at the same time they're in a state of Pachad and Yira? These are two emotions that cannot coexist with each other. So because emotionally, psychologically, and religiously, there's a pach of yira that literally is engulfing them, and they can't be in a state of simcha mitzvah, Hashem absolve them from recitation of Hallel when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Gemara says this. One more point the Gemara says. Very nice. We therefore see there's a Kedushas Hayom that's created by these things of Modim, Isa Malacha, and Karban, that's Mechai V'Chavis Halel. So the Gemara says there's one type of Halel over here in this page that is not typical. Chanukah. Chanukah is not a Moed Deraisa. There's no official Isa Malacha in Chanukah. And there's surely no concept of Karban Musa, Chalel B'Karban Isa. So why in the world do we say Halel when it comes to Chanukah? So the Gemara says, Einach Enami. The Mechayiv of Halel B'Teres Kriyas Halel is a different Mechayiv. The Mechayiv is Pirsum HaNes, being mafasa in the miracles that took place at Chanukah. At this point in time, we'll say the Nes of Nitzuch Melchama, the Nes of the Bach Shemen. But at this juncture, it's a separate Mechayiv. Both are subsumed under Takanas Chazal of the Din of Kriyas Halel. The Rambam on the bottom of the page, this Maram Malkim, the Rambam basically equates Chanukah with all the other Yom Tovim upon which Halal is recited by Teres Kriyas Halel. On all of them, he says he's mid-divrei Sofrim. He equates the halachas of Izvi, all of them, the same exact way. There's a mitzvah doing Bamida, and there's a Kasav HaBrach, Yisra HaPsaka. So on a qualitative level, The same exact halal you say on all the Moedei Hashana is exactly duplicated on Chanukah, but the difference is the Mechayiv. Well, all the other ones, the Mechayiv is Kedushas HaYomtiv and Simchas HaYomtiv. Here, the Mechayiv and Chanukah is Pirsum HaNes. That's a sequel, very quickly, of the Gemara and Erechim. But the Gemara then asks a very good question in Erechim. Why by Pesach, which is a Moed, and has Yisra Malacha, and there is a Chila Kerban, why in the world don't you have Hallel the entire Yom Tov of Pesach? Why only Yom Rishon? And with Yom Tov Shishogali, it's 2 days. Why is it different than Sukkis? So the Gemara has a very interesting ha'ara, very important, Rabbi Zay. Sukkis, if you look at the Karbanos of Musaf, they are Cholok Zemizem. The Shiv and Parim were Hukrav each and every day, but a different Mispar of Karbanos was Hukrav each and every day. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal said upon this, if that's the case, each and every day had a unique, distinct Kedusha Sayyom based upon the distinctiveness of the Karban Musaf, that's Hukrav, on that specific day. If each day is looked upon as therefore Yom Tov b'miksas b'fnei atzmo, because it's a Moed, Yisra Malacha, and a unique, distinct Karban Musaf, each and every day therefore the 8 days of Sukkis and 9 when it comes to the Shishu Galias is Mechayiv v'son Chavos Halof each and every day distinctly and uniquely in its own right. On Pesach, however, he says the same exact Kamusa that's brought Yom Rishon is brought exactly the same all the other days of Pesach. So the Kroot Rav Soloveitchik, if that's the case, he looks upon this as Pesach being one prolonged Yom Tov, one big Kedusha Sayyal, from the first day of Pesach to the end of Pesach, one big Mechayiv, and that's why when you say Hallel on Yom Rishon, on the Deraisa level, the Rabbana level, on the first 2 days, that suffices for the rest of the Yom Tov of Pesach. And what's interesting is Rav Soloveitchik quoted his father, Rav Moshe, who had an interesting Pesach Halacha. Rav Moshe says, if you're telling me, the way we're analyzing the Ram now, and we're analyzing the Gemara, that there's one Mechayiv of Hallel for Pesach from the first day, and the rest is just a continuation of that big Kedushas Hayom for 7-8 days straight. So what happens if a person forgot to say Hallel on Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni? Can I make it up on the third day, Chol HaMoed? After all, it's one big Kedushas Hayom, logically speaking. If I missed my ability on day one, day two, since the Kedushas Hayom is Nimshach to the end of Pesach, I should be able to make it up. So Moshe Paskin, interesting, or Moshe Soloveitchik, that if you missed the first day or two, I can say Hallel Shalom on the third day, because I'm not saying you will cover Chol HaMoed. This is the Kedushas Hayom of Hallel I had to say from the first day. I missed it, but I can make it up because it's still over last year, and it's still within the time frame. That was his Chiddush. Well, halacha, not all achronim will know it this way, but this, the Rav wanted to dramatize, this is where his father felt, to show you, it's one hemshech, one continuation of Kedushas Yom, from the first day of Pesach to the end of Pesach. So this is Rabbi Yisai, the mitzvah, and the yisod of Kriyas HaHalel. However, during the year, there's one type of halal that is totally different than this, and that's the halal we recite on the night of Pesach as an integral part of the Haggadah. Rashi, in fact, comments in the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, when it's called Lechem Oni, the Gemara says, Lechem She'onim Lev Dvarim Harbe, the one of the contingent halachis that you have to have when it comes to Chilas Matzah. It has to be done in the same exact time frame and in conjunction with the recitation of the Haggadah. So Rashi quotes, it's not only the Haggadah, it has to be done in conjunction with the recitation of Hallel. That Hallel is a chiv on the night of Pesach at the Haggadah, together with the Haggadah itself. And the halach is, whoever's chayiv, the mitzvah halayil on the night of Pesach, matzah, Pesach, mara, ukedemer, is chayiv in Haggadah and Hallel as an integral part of those kima mitzvahs, according to the Babli version of this specific yisod. When you look at Hallel at the night of Pesach, you have the following problems. Number one, it takes place at night. The only Hallel we have that happening. Number two, there's no bracha before it. Number three, we do it be yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai, behaseba. Number four, we are mafzik in between with a hefzik gadol, because when you hit that suda, there's no concept of tainus adibur over here. You can speak for an hour or two of dvarim b'teilim, chas v'sholem, but nevertheless, it's not a hafzak in the mice of halal itself. And number five, the poskim paskin, the same way women have a chiyuv derais on Pesach Matzamar on the night of Pesach, and they have a chayiv of the chiyuv of the Haggadah, the others have a chiyuv of reciting halal. There's a place in Sukkah that says it. But what I'm going to tell you today is that not only are they chayiv on the derabban afan yabos anes, but it's a chiv deraisa for them. And the fact of the matter is, this halal seems to be different when it comes to the various halachas regarding it, in contradistinction to the halal we say by kriyas halal by day.
You screw up if I go.
Yeah. So now we're coming to what's called the famous chiddush of Rav Haigon and the Hezber, the Brisker Rav, in fact, the Hezber of then Rav Soloveitchik himself, a little more further Hezber. And Rav Haigon says, and this is in Yomar Mekamas, Rabbi Isai, on page number 3, so you'll be able to see later on, quotation number D, that's the Rav Haigon, which the Ran brings in the Sefer Pesachim. Rav Haigon says that the halal on the night of Pesach is a different mechayev than the halal you have in Masechtas Erechin, which is the day halal. The night halal's mechayev is based upon the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, which is on page 2, Maramokon H, I, and J on the right hand side of the page, Kuf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara tells us that when Klal Yisrael are in a state of Eis Hatzara, when we niggle from that Eis Hatzara, Hashem saves us, there's a chol upon us to say, thank you to Hashem for saving us, a bracha of Hakara Satov on the Derais level, and the nusach of the bracha used for Hakara Satov is halal. This halal, which is Hakara Satov for the Baal HaSanes, is called the halal of Shira. We're singing Hashem's praises, thanking Hashem for saving me from physical or spiritual destruction. And according to the Gemara, this was said going back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, they said it. Later on, when it came to Kibush Eretz Yisrael, they succeeded. Yeshua said it. When it came later on to Barak and Dvara at the Melchamas Sisra, they finished. And when Atzeach, they said Hallel then. And Chanukah, they said Hallel. Anytime Klal Yisrael is being threatened physically and spiritually, any Yeshua takes place, the Chayv is Hallel has to be recited. And I would say too, there's a good group of Rishonim who hold this way, Goyim hold this way, and the Briskas were Mechadish in their mind that this is a Deraisa, this is not a Derabanan. And in fact, they point out that it could very well be that the Mechayiv of this is the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, which is on top of your page, on number 3, Maariv Mokom A, B, and C, where the Gemara says, if Klal Yisrael said Hallel on the night of Pesach upon Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Parah said, Ad kan atam avdei, Parah mikam elach atah, avdei Hashem, and Klal responded with a Hallel, so that was the Hatzalah, me'avdus l'cheres. Alaska mekam, when you have Hatzalah from Misa l'chayim, that surely should mechayev a chayev Hallel of a hakara satayev. That's why the Achreinim held, the mechayev is a chayev derais of singing shirat Hashem and thanking Hashem for a Hatzalah. What's interesting is that the Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvos has a chakira exactly what we mean halal is the kiyum deraisa of this specific fact. Is it that going back to the time of antiquity, halacha l'moshe min Sinai was a Kabbalah, that halal is the actual shira, thank you to Hashem, and the nusach was given to us at HaSinai as halacha l'moshe min Sinai? Or is it that we have a chayvah singing thank you to Hashem, a shira to Hashem, as the Balei Hanes? Later on, when David came around, he penned the Tehillim, and they then used Hallel as the way to be Mekayim that Deraisa. But it could be that up until that point in time, they sang other songs of praise to Hashem in lieu of Hallel to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two deyas in the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The one that's more makubal, the more famous one, is the first one. There's Halacha of the Moshe Mitzrayim, and therefore Hallel was the initial Shira given to us. The Pashas of the Gemara seems to be this way. The only problem with the Gemara, you'll see later on when you're chazering it over it, it says that they were Mesaket, Tikkun. Tikkun seems to indicate a Derabana rather than a Deraisa, but Chazal sometimes used Tikkun as a Deraisa as well, where quite obviously they were Mesakin, a Deraisa, and setting it forward to this to be halachic practice and teaching them something. The Tikkunas don't always mean the Rabban, it could also mean a din of a Deraisa as well. Tikkun Gadol, Mar Mesech Sukkah, that Tikkun meant a Deraisa. In any event, getting back to this, if the Chiv is a Chiv of thanking Hashem and saying to Hashem, thank you for saving me, as the Baal and Baal HaSanes, there's no logical reason to distinguish between males and females. If a woman's nitzela, she also has a chiv to say shira. That's why women are chayiv on the halal, on the night of Pesach, even though it's the deraisa, zman grama, they're the balas anes, and therefore they have to say hakara sadu, thank you to Hashem. Since it's a halal that's said not as an edus, but as a thank you, hakara sadu, it can be done by yeshiva, it doesn't have to be done by amida. Since halach lamasa, the actual halal is a bracha of hakara satov, there was no need to make a bracha upon a bracha, therefore there's no need of bracha. And since it's experiential in nature, you're saying a haidah, thank you to Hashem, so the question is, I can say one kapitla, two kapitla, six, eight kapitla. There's no isa hafsok in between, as long as I get all the themes out during the nighttime, one prolonged thank you, that's sufficient, there's no isa of hafsok. So that's called the halal of shira on the night of Pesach. Now the obvious question is, those who left Mitzrayim, I understand it was a halal for Shira. What about for us today? By us, it should be a mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalal as an historical retrospect. So over here, the Chazal point out, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, which you have on page number 2, Maran Malkam number F and E, where the Gemara says there's the Halakha, which is brought down the Haggadah, Chayev Adam Liras Atzimel Kiloyatzim in Mitzrayim. So Chazal tells us, this man of Chazal means, not that we're dramatizing and thinking, you know, the events of the past happened to us, but it means we are, on Eid of Pesach, according to the Mekubalim, we are Balei Hanes. The nitzaitzis of Kedusha that existed at the time of the initial Yetzias Mitzrayim, that elevated Klal Yisrael to a higher level. When they left Mitzrayim, the Maharamchal says in the Derech Hashem, when we come to the anniversary date of Pesach each and every year, and we eat Pesach Matzah Marah, we go through the Seder Kedomer, we're able to extract nitzos of Kedusha as if we are the Baal HaNes undergoing the Gula once again on the night of Pesach. If that's the case, on the night of Pesach, for us, even thousands of years later on, it's a Hallel of Shira, it's not a Hallel of Kriya. And therefore, it applies to men and women across the board. And that's the halacha psuka, the way it's quoted and brought down by the Gedolei Acharonim, the briskis, ad hayam hazeh. In fact, not only that, yeah, but also, I know your Rosh Yeshiva over here is a Sfardi. Sfardim had a gears to laharos, the Rambam's gears, the Chido brings that. And therefore, some Sfardim have a meaning, I know what you do in your house. Basically taking matzah and basically wrapping up in
totally,
a shmata.
We are totally assimilated.
Yes. So, last night I gave a shiur in one of the seminaries, one of the girls who was an Ashkenazi told me that the Ashkenazi accepted it already. So they take matzah, put it in a shmata, and they walk across the room to dramatize as if, you know, sudos b'siblaisam. In any event, Chazal tell us you are the Baal HaNes itself on the night of Pesach. It's a Halal Shashira, and it's a Halal Shira at Hayon Hazeh. The question now arises, Rabbi Yisai, with the following. So far I gave you the mitzvah halal shashira, halal shal kriya, but I want to go back to Pesach again. On Pesach I told you that the reason we don't say halal on shvi'i shal Pesach is because it's not chalap or kabarasav. That karma musaf is identical to day number one. But the achrayim is gavad kakasha. The kasha is, I mentioned before, there's another type of halal shal kriya called the halal of piersim hanes. If Chanukah with the whole mechayiv is a derabana, and therefore the halach is, you say halal nevertheless because of the piyasim of the nes of the past as third party observers, why should not the nes of Kriyas Yamsuf and Shvi'i Shal Pesach mechayiv b'teres piyasim nes of chayiv halal on Shvi'i Shal Pesach? The only thing I eliminate now according to Masechtas Erechin is that the Kedushas are young because of lack of chilek kabanos is not mechayiv b'chayiv halal. So forget about that. The din of piyasim nes like is by Chanukah should apply to Shvi'i Shal Pesach because of Kriyas Yamsuf. So why in the world don't we say halal of Shisha Pesach, the Torah is Piyasim and Es? Gaval de Kakash of the Achreinim. So over here they bring down a medrash called the Medrash Hanino. You have in your Marma Kamas, Rabbi Yisai, on quotation E on page 3, you'll see it later on, where the Gemara tells us there's a medrash called Medrash Hanino that says, you know why don't we say halal on Shisha Pesach? Because of the Pasuk of Mishlei, B'nefal Avech al Tismach v'al Yogel Livecha. When we see our adversaries, our enemies being destroyed because of the desire to destroy us, and Hashem intervenes and destroys them, we're not supposed to sing and say Shemet Hashem and say Tzakarish Baruch Hu, thank you for killing our adversaries, because Hashem is not Sameach when He has to kill people and take them out of this world. Hashem ain't Sameach upon Allah's Mishal Rishayim. He might kill him, he might do what he has to do behind the scenes to save the world and Klal Yisrael from these Rishayim, but Hashem does not take joy in Simcha in their physical destruction. There's a famous Gemara, Masechtas, Megillah, Masechtas, Sanhedrin, where the Gemara tells us when Klal Yisrael experienced Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim wanted to sing Shira. And Hashem said to the Malachim, you're singing songs of praise. I'm killing these people, and you're praising me. It's inappropriate to praise Hashem when He's killing Rishayim. So, if that's the case, even though Piyasim and Es perhaps should have been Mechayev Chayves Halo on Shvi'i Shal Pesach, since hashkafically it's inappropriate to sing Shira to Hashem, when in fact Rishayim are being destroyed, even though they deserve to be destroyed, and Hashem is not Pesimcha when He's doing it, to sing a Shira to thank Hashem for the destruction is hashkafically inappropriate and disallowed. The Malachim couldn't sing it, and we can't see it now, but Teres Kriyas Halel, Bezman Hazeh, because of that exact reason. So therefore, if that's the case, in summary, Shvi'i Shal Pesach is precluded from Halel Shalom for two reasons. Kedusha Seyom, it's not Cholah B'Kabanosav, of Piyasam and Es, because Hashem is not Sameach, B'Mapalas M'Shor Rishayim. So the question everybody asks is, but wait a minute, on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was Makis Becheres. Millions of Bukharim could have been killed that night. So how could Klal Yisrael say Halal on the night of Pesach? We're not supposed to be Simcha, but Mapalasim Shor Rishayim. So over here, there's a Gavalda Gavart, given by Rav Katla Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in which Rav Katla says the following. He says that there's a chilah between the Baal and Baalas Anes, Mitzad Echad, and between observers, third-party observers, Mitzad Sheni. When Chazal tell us there's an Iser for you to say Hallel when people are being destroyed, that's a third-party observer, where you have, quite obviously, Malachim saying Shira on somebody else's battle, or we ourselves, thousands of years later, are saying Hallel, what happened to our Avos thousands of years earlier. Third-party observers having the right to say Hallel, the Vakasha for Rishon being destroyed, is hashkafically inappropriate. However, when you are the Baal and Baal HaSenes, which means your life was at stake, your life was in jeopardy, and Hashem does a nest to save you, at that point in time, you have to say thank you to Hashem. Not because he destroyed the Rishayim. The emphasis is the salvation of you. With the emphasis is your personal salvation, you have to thank Hashem, and the nusach of that thank you is Hallel. That doesn't run against the concept of saying Hallel to Hashem and being Samech on Malasim Shor Rishayim, because the motivation is not them being destroyed, it's the fact that you are being Nitzal, and that's totally conceptually different than us saying Hallel on Tfiyah Samitzrayim B'Yam Suf. If that's the case, therefore, the night of Pesach, we are the Baal HaNes, and it's the Hallel of Hakaras HaTayv, and thanking for our personal Hatzalah, that's not a violation of Hashkafa of being Samech on Malasim Shor Rishayim. Interesting, on Shri Shal Pesach, it was never halacha codified, Chayv HaNuris Atzmo, as if he went through the Yam. I don't know how we would have done it. We would have had to go into a swimming pool or a Yam and swim through. I don't know how we could have even orchestrated it. But Bank of Kabeg, we don't have such a halacha, so we don't have to worry about it. And therefore, if that's the case, only on the Pesach, we are actually the Baal HaNes, the Mat of Halal Shashir allows us to say Halal, despite the fact that it being destroyed. On Shri Shal Pesach, we're third-party observers, we're like the Malachim, you can't say Halal when some people are being destroyed. When you're third-party and not no Gei B'davar, it disallows Halal to be recited, which labels on Shri Shal Pesach.
Our Baron Kod also holds in the Masalvetrix thesis that the night of Pesach is Shas HaNes.
Yeah.
He says that.
Perfect. In his Perish Dagada. Interesting. Now, if that's the case, we therefore see that the Halal itself is a very, very technical-oriented mitzvah, but each part fits in like a piece of a puzzle. It's a beautiful concept. But now I have a big problem, Rabbi Yisai. And that is, I'm coming to Chanukah. Let me go back to Chanukah again. The Gemara says the Mechayev of Halal on Chanukah was Pirsim HaNes, and the Gemara is talking about the Teres Kriyas Halal. There's no question in my mind, as the Gemara says, at those people who experienced the actual Nes of Chanukah said Halal because they were the Baal HaNes. I'm talking about Halal, we're saying now, but Teres current Halal as third-party observers of events of the past. So the question is, what's the Nes we're celebrating with 8 days of Halal? Is it Nitzach HaMechama? Is it the Pach Shemen? And let me explain to you the problem with both. If it's the Melchama part, then I have the following problem. Usually celebrations of wars is a one-day celebration. On Purim, we celebrated the Nes of the Hatzalah the day after the actual military confrontation, but it's a one-day celebration. If the Mechayev of Halal is Nitzach HaMechama, we should have said Halal on Chanukah only one day. That's problem number one. Problem number two, if we're saying Halal because of Nitzach HaMechama, why is that a violation? We killed the Seleucid Greek army. That's not any worse than Tvias HaYamsuf. So if the Mechayev is a Mechama, we shouldn't have a Chiyuv to say Halal because of that Hashkafic problem. You'll tell me the Mechayev of Halal is Nes of the Pach Shemen. So the Maral says, and you have this beautiful Maral, which if you read this on yourself later on, you'll see on page number 7. The Maral says in quotation A, B, C, D, that there's a big problem with the Halal being Mechayev based upon the Pach Shemen. What's the problem? We don't find in the world of Halacha in any of the sugyas dealing with Halal and Shas that they say there's such a Halal that when a person couldn't do a mitzvah because of technical problems, and Hashem miraculously gives them the ability to overcome those technical problems so they can do the mitzvah to thank Hashem, we have to say Halal, there's no Halacha category as such. If no Halacha category as such, so why do we say Halal Pach Hashem? So it ends up, rabbis, according to all these kashes, we don't understand at this point in time why in the world Halal was said on Chanukah without any problem. What's the Mechayev? For this reason comes along the Maral, And the Maharal says, I'm going to be masbik, what's the mechayiv? And this is the hesba he gives. You'll be able to read inside later on, but this is the basic yisod of the Maharal. The Maharal says, let's analyze the ness of Pach Shemin and the ness of the Nitzach HaMachama of Chanukah in contradistinction to the ness that took place when it came to Purim. When it comes to Purim, we know for a fact the Gzeira of the Rabbanu Sholem was against who? When it comes to the Gzeira was to punish the, when it comes to Purim, to punish the Jews who are the Mishtach Gavei Dezara, Nenemus Sudosho Sarasha, a lot of things the Jews did to mechayiv them to be punished with physical eradication. The Amalekim of that empire wanted to, could obviously mechayim that the concept of destruction. Therefore, the gzeira was lahash laharik abikulay Yehudim to destroy all the Jews. Even if we would have placated them, they wouldn't have cared. They wanted to physically annihilate us. So someone talks with the tshuva later on. Hashem was mahapech and he took away the gzeira. But it was physical annihilation of the Jews that was the mandate. When the nest took place, it was a physical atzalas nefashos. Later on, Chazal ordained that we should celebrate in the future generations. What's interesting is there's no chayv to say Hallel. There's a chayv, however, to have the Megillah Rebbe Kippur Samanes and to have Suda Samitzis. The Suda Mitzvah Chazal say that the chayv over there is, since our bodies were saved physically, Katzvasa Samana, our bodies should give the Shevet to Hashem, thanking for the Hatzalah. So Suda Mitzvah is the means with which our body physically thanks Hashem by eating the Suda Mitzvah because of the Ness of Hatzalah when it comes to Purim. In contradistinction, when it comes to the Ness of Chanukah, if you think about it for a couple minutes historically, the Greek Empire, the Seleucid Greek Empire, didn't want to kill the Jews. They wanted to convert us into Hellenists. They felt it's not sufficient to be loyal subjects of their geopolitical empire. They were the superpower, the empire of Alexander the Great. They wanted us to religiously and theologically relate to their hashkafa. Now, it just so happens, if you look at the hashkafa of Hellenism, you compare it to Yahadus, they are mehupach mikatzel katzel. Their philosophy, the Hellenist philosophy is, the olam is an olam kadmon. There's no concept of God as a creator. Nature, natural law always existed. In fact, they ended up worshipping natural law. Every natural phenomenon in nature was looked upon as a separate dimension of a God to be worshipped. But there was no such concept of brias olam. Kadmis olam was the belief of the Greek Empire. Plato, Aristotle, their concepts of kadmis olam, or eternal existence of the universe, is what they believed. And therefore, coming in conflict with Yahadus, where our belief is just the opposite, that there was a concept of Brias Olam Yesh Miayin, there's a Borei, there's a creator that we are answerable to, and therefore, he created the universe, created us, created the physical universe, and therefore, as subjects of Hashem, we have an allegiance and a chiyuv to be mevatel ourselves to Hashem. Mitzvahs are the means with which we show our loyalty and our willingness to humble ourselves and make ourselves meshubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They looked upon Yahadis as a threat to Hellenism. It's just the opposite kavana. And therefore their desire was not just to mevatel from us Reish Chodesh, Shabbos, and Bris Milah, as some of the Midrashim say, but literally to destroy us from any type of kima mitzvahs whatsoever. In the Nusach Rabbi Isai, if you turn back to page number 6 of the Avanisim, that's another message. But over here it says in the Nusach of the Avanisim, Hashkichim Teresecha, Lavi Mechukir Ritzenecha, he don't have the three mitzvahs Michadash. It means it was total annihilation of Terev and mitzvahs. Rabbi Davis mentions Kislam and Keren Asher, you have no Chelet, Belokei Yisrael. But over here I also want to point out to you that the Rambam says in his Geras on Kiddush Hashem that the Greeks had what's called an open door policy. Jews had to keep the door open 24/7, the front door, so if the troops walked by, they should be able to peek in where they perform mitzvahs in secrecy. And that's the way they tried to quality control, even in the privacy of your home. You should not be able later on to do mitzvahs. That's why by Hanukkah, the mitzvah was, Rama says, the mitzvah's habayis, and it has to be Pesach habayis to show this is the tikkun of what they tried to do to stop us from mitzvahs. Now we're basically, on the contrary, being mesabbos of mitzvahs now as the ultimate showing of the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael as a result of the ness of Chanukah itself. So if that's the case, there were people in Klal Yisrael, Jews, who were Hellenists, some priests, and they brought them into Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, not only did they want to eradicate Torah and mitzvahs against the Hellenists, but they took our Beis HaMikdash, made it into a pagan temple, with Makriv Karbanos on Amizbeach, used our menorah and other kelim for their inappropriate idolatrous practices, and therefore it was a religious war against the Jews. If we wouldn't have rebelled, and we would have assimilated Rachmanu Litzlan, Number one is the shiur wouldn't be given today, and you wouldn't have a job here, and I wouldn't have had a job where I am. And number two is Klal Yisrael will be in existence today. So therefore, their job was not to kill the Jews, but to assimilate and acculturate the Jews. When the Nes took place, when it comes to Hanukkah, whether it was defeating them militarily, or later on weaning the Jews who were Hellenists away from Hellenism and bringing back the Yahadus, or recapturing the Beis HaMikdash and taking it from a pagan temple and re-mekadosh it, building a brand new Mizbeah, building a menorah, bringing new Kalim, making new Shem and Tar. Literally, they were Mechanech, and they literally refurbished and rebuilt and recreated a Mikdash that had Kedusha V'Tara after eliminating all the things that contaminated it. According to the Maral, the Muhammad, therefore, by Hanukkah, we're commemorating in the Nes, is a religious war. It's the eradication of Hellenism and the restoration of Yahadus. That's what we're commemorating when it comes to the Nisim of Hanukkah, the various parts of that commemoration. The fact we got rid of the Seleucid Greeks who were coercing us, whether they ran for the hills when we started chasing them and trying to kill them, or we killed them on the battlefield, but it wasn't killing them. It was eradicating the enforcers of Hellenism that the Nitzuach HaMechamah basically represented. The Pach Shemin showed the other parts, a repurification of the minds and the hearts, and the Binyanim of Klai Sotah Kaddish Baruch Hu. Therefore, we're thanking Hashem for our success in the religious war we had against the Seleucid Greeks. Not a military war or a military destruction like the Tfiyas Yamsuf with over there with Shabbat Hashem. You killed the Mitzrayim, Midah Keneg Midah. They wanted to kill our children with Mayim. You're getting it back, Midah Keneg Midah. So there, the physical destruction is highlighted by Tfiyas Yamsuf. Chazal say was that concept, Midah Keneg Midah, the Prohista, the Megari later on. Chazal say that showed the intense hashkafa practice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mash'enke, when it came to Hanukkah, the mechayiv of Hala was spiritual victory in our spiritual war against them. If that's the case, we'll be meshabech Hashem for that. We're not talking about physical destruction of human beings. It's not a hashkafa violation of when it comes to be'ayva, reshecha, tismach. It's not a violation because we're not emphasizing destruction of human beings. We didn't care whether they destroyed or they ran away. Our concern was the eradication of Hellenism they were espousing and the rededication back to Yahadis. That's why hashgafically we have no problem. What is interesting, the Maral says, is once we hear this, he goes back to page 6. And in the actual Pith of Al-Nisim, I always wondered about this, but he says this is the answer to it. Why is it in the Al-Nisim, we have, after we hear what they tried to do, he then describes the Nesquad, obviously, of Gebarim, Biyad Chaloshim, Rabbi Yad Miyatim. He then talks about who our fighters were. We were the Tehorim, the Tzadikim, Oiske Serasecha. They were the Tameim, the Roshoim, and the Zaydim. He did a Shem Gadol Kaddish Balamecha. And then it talks about later on, after Klaus were redeemed, we came to Dvir Beisecha, Pina Echalecha, Timek Deshecha, Hilidu Neres Chatzus Kashecha, Kavshumis Mechanecha. What's missing from this, Rabbi, is what? The Nes of the Pach Shem. I always wondered. The Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos mentions it by Rikos. Here it's, we just relit. Why? Because the Maral said is it's not the pshat that we had a Nes in Pach Shem. Because if it was just a Pach Shem, you can't make halo upon it. This is telling what we're giving Shevei Dor, because it's the spiritual salvation and the restoration we're highlighting. And that's why over here, it's not the Pach Shem that's mentioned. It's the spiritual rededication, restoration of the Beis HaMikdash in Klal Yisrael. That's the Mechayim, and that's why it's Bedavka missing from the Al-Nisim. We shouldn't say things being said because of the miracle of the Pach Shem. That's what the Maral said is purposely deleted for this purpose. He also mentions the Maral, that since some of the Kohanim caused Hellenism to come into existence, the Chuvus HaMishkal was that the Kohanim, the Chashmonai, the Chuvus HaMishkal, the Nahat Kal Kohanim leaving the fight against Hellenism, that was the Kapora for the Kohanim when it came to the base of the Mikdash itself. Now, if that's the case, we therefore see that Kriyas HaHalel we therefore have on Hanukkah is B'Torah's Karen Halel. In historical retrospect, it's B'Torah's Pirsim HaNes, and therefore Lach L'Masa, that explains what's going on. I don't know what your minig is when it comes to Yom HaTzimut over here in this building. I'm sure there must be diverse minhagim. But I still remember in my good old days in YU, when we were there, in YU, you always had at least three or four camps. Now, in YU, the three most famous camps were, when it came to what you do in Yom HaTzimut, was number one, those who were the Shlomo Goranikers, they said halal with the Barache. Then you had the Avadi Yosef Nikers, who said halal shalem b'li Barache. And then you had what we call the Hasidim of the Rav, who didn't say Halal, period. So the Rav Zatzal was once asked the question, why he doesn't say Halal Yom HaTzimut? He's the head of Mizrahi, the greatest religious Zionist on the face of the universe at that time. So he says, Ich bin a greise tzini like Ben Gurion. Ben Gurion celebrates Yom HaSulik without Tachnin and Hallel. I'm the same exact person. They claim, the Padre Vishrav also said this, they claim. Once again, when it comes to the Rav, you really can't pin him down because people tell me who made it wrong, and sometimes
I daven and Yom HaSulik with the Rav, and said Chatzi Hallel without a Brach.
At that point in time. So I'm saying it depends upon when you daven with him. But sometimes he didn't do Hallel at all, sometimes he did that, sometimes he did Hallel without a Brach. But this famous statement of the Rav, whether he said it, the Panavish Rav said it, but it's a cute chap that you don't have to show your tzioni by saying halal. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Ben Gurion, one of the greatest secular Zionists, didn't say halal tachanun, so they use that as an example. In any event, the question is, what's the problem with saying halal and Yom HaTzimut? The fact of the matter is, there was a nes goli when it comes to, not just the question of the fact that the UN and all our Sinim voted in a one-time occurrence to give the Jews Eretz Yisrael as their homeland, at least part of it, which can never ever happen again in world history. Forget about it. I mean, just look at the UN each and every day. I think they're probably, you know, each day they clap an al-chet. How in the world did we ever vote for this? But what is interesting is and this people don't know, is I once did a little research project on how exactly the Hakama of the Medina, how the cruise took place. Initially, the UN had to have a vote to the partition plan. And that alone was a major nisayon to get enough votes with third world countries. Even the Israelis, who were working behind the scenes to try to twist arms, they were in the spoil. They got enough of a majority to have the UN vote. But what people don't know is afterwards, the United States, because of the Arabists in the State Department, convinced the president that there's going to be war that breaks out because of this. And we're putting all our chips by the Arabs because they're better, they're bigger, they're numerous, and have a lot of oil. And they wanted to sell us down the river. At the next Security Council meeting that was supposed to be follow-up, America took back their willingness to vote for this. You know what saved us? You won't believe this, but this is documented. At that time, Stalin was in control of Russia. He told Gromyko, he promised the Jews a state, we're going to keep our word, and therefore it was Russia who vetoed America's unwillingness to go forward that allowed them to basically carry out the proclamation of the UN. People don't know this. You talk about Nisim b'sech Nisim. I mean, it's unheard of that America and Russia ever voted up on the same point. But at the end, that you think America, it wasn't America, but Russia, under Stalin, who wanted, this is something, when I saw that documentary reel and saw it with my own eyes and heard with my own ears, it just shows you Hashem's yad behind the scenes happening that happened. But the fact of the matter is, when Ben-Gurion did what he did, the real miracles took place in the next 2 years because the Arab world declared war upon us. And when you think about it for a couple of minutes, the only weapons we had were a couple of rifles and handguns. We had no artillery, we had no tanks, we surely didn't have any planes, and we didn't even have an army. We had a bunch of, you know, of underground fighters. And the whole Arab world, with all the sophisticated weaponry supplied to them by, you know, all our wonderful friends, started attacking us from all sides. I always say, you know, people think the Six-Day War was a miracle. The only miracle was it took 6 days. But we had all the military things at our disposal to fight the war. We had nothing to fight. 2 years later on, the Arabs beg us to have an armistice. That's a tremendous mess. So the question is, why don't we say halal? Klal Yisrael on the face of being destroyed, don't want to push into the Mediterranean, there should be a mechayiv. So why don't we say halal? In fact, there's no question, some claim, that those who were the Balei Hanes over there perhaps did say halal. I'm talking about the terrorist Prius halal to commemorate. So over here, I once heard from the Rav Zatzal that he said that the problems we have, and Avad Yossi is the same exact thing, is that when it comes to Hallel, in the Gemara seems to imply there has to be a completion of the nest, a definitive miracle that's marked. For instance, the Gemara asks, why do you say Hallel when it comes to Purim? So the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, Akate Avde Achashverosh Hashanah. We might have been saved from the Gzeira being physically annihilated when it comes to Purim, but we're still under the geopolitical influence of Achashverosh and Empire. We couldn't rebuild the second base in Mikdash, even go back to make Aliyah without their permission and their ages. So if that's the case, since we're still Meshubit to a Shibit HaMalchios, and therefore Yeshua was incomplete, we can't say Hala. But the Rav held, therefore, if that's the case, we're still Meshubit to a Shibit Malchios, we're still answerable to America, to Nebuchadnezzar, to the UN, to the world opinion. And number two, The battle against the Arabs hasn't ended yet. We're still fighting them to this very day in Eretz Israel. Without the IDF, we're really being gehacked at Tzaris. Without Hashem giving us an army to defend ourselves, that's a major miracle in its own right. So therefore, since the war is not over yet, and geopolitically we're still meshubid, the Rav felt there's no Gemara of the Nes, so what's the big deal? So the Rav quoted the Gemara in Shabbos, "Kol oy mehal b'chol yom ha'reiz mecharaf megadeh." When a person says halal each and every day, you're basically making fun of it, doing things sacrilegious. And the Rav therefore said, from that moment we learn that you have to have a definite mechayiv to mat you to say halal. And that mechayiv is, it has to be a neshalim that was completed. Since by Purim it wasn't a neshalim, there was no chayiv to say halal. And the Rav felt today, that applies to saying halal over here as well. There's no definitive mechayiv yet, therefore, as a briska, he himself didn't want to say halal. Surely halal shalim. Rav Avadi Yosef, who was one of the Rav Barashoyim, he said, as a Rav Rashi, the same exact thing. There's still boys dying in the battlefield because of the war. It's not a definitive miracle yet. Therefore, his pshat was to say halal una bracha. And there's a mamanashik. If we have a chayvus halal, good. If there's no chayvus halal, I'm saying the terrorist kapitul tehillim. But that I can do with the actual kapitul tehillim. I can't make it tonight when it comes to the bracha. So, because the suffix bracha lahakel, forget about the bracha, halal without a bracha. Shlomo Gomer was enrolled in his own right. I don't even have to go to justify it. His mind, everything's definitive, and everything was mutlak. And he felt he was the Mashiach Muhammad leading him at the battle, and everything was definitive. Therefore, as far as he was concerned, they claimed that Shlomo Goren, when they had later on the Six Day War, he brought with him dynamite to the Temple Mount to literally blow up the actual mosque. And what stopped him was Dayan. Dayan didn't let him get in. They told him, get this Meshuggah out of here. And the second thing Dayan did was he gave back the key to the Arabs, which was the second mistake. And that's what we have problems with today. Biberosh, who's in charge. So in any event, halach lamasa, the Rav therefore didn't say, because he felt it was not a definitive mechayiv. And that's why we do what we do on Simon. But now I want to deal with a little hashkafic piece to end off the shiur. Listen to me very carefully. When it comes to halal, the Gemara says, whoever says halal each and every day, harayz a mecharaf from a god. Why? So if you look about it for a couple of minutes, and look very carefully, halal, on all the days we say halal, has one common theme. What's the common theme? These Yom Tov and Kedushas HaYomtiv, or Chanukah for that matter, all have one common theme. They represent things of Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Benisim were Shaloi Kederech HaTeva. The concept of Rabbi Yisai of Matan Torah, Chazal say, the whole mind of HaSinai, where you're able to hear and see things you normally cannot hear and see, Hashem was Mashana Teva to give Ma'an HaSinai Shalai B'Derech HaTeva. Ananiah covered Sukkot is a Shalai Shalai B'Derech HaTeva. Chanukah, the Nitzuch Mechama, and the Pach Shevet, Shalai B'Derech HaTeva. So the purpose of Halal, what's Halal? Halal was a Tehillah that Hashem gave us, Halach L'Moshe Sinai, accepting that it's a Deraisa for the Baal HaNes to sing to Hashem that when you experience Nisim Shalai B'Derech HaTeva furthering the cause of Klal Yisrael, the way that you give Hakara Satov for those Nisim for what happened to you is reciting Halal. To take Halal that's given for that purpose and to demote it, to say it on the natural law that exists every day of the year. As a Flum, I want to be Machba, I raise a Meshubach, I want to be Marba. You're taking the Halal from its status of representing a miracle Shalai B'Derech HaTeva, utilizing it for an S that is B'Derech HaTeva. There's a diminution, so to speak, of the value what halal is being recited for, and that's looked upon as being mecharef and megadev. However, I want to go one step further. This is nobody else said before. This is my own chiddush today. But listen very carefully. The gadol I'm quoting to make my thesis of here is the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that the Shalai B'Derech HaTeva is not just a nice little catchphrase, but it's very significant. He points out, if you go back to Parshas Vayeshev, we find over there that Yosef HaTzadik was nitzel from the seductions of Eishes Potipera, and in the pasuk it says Vayonas Vayetze Hachutza. Okay, now if you look in Vayeshev, you find that expression mentioned four times over there, so it's significant. The Chassam Sefer asks the question: where do you find Vayetze Hachutza mentioned early in the Torah? Go back to Parshas Lech Lecha in the Bris Bein HaBesarim. In the Bris Bein HaBesarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham three things. Number one is you're going to have children together with Sarah. Number two is you're going to go down to Mitzrayim and be there for 400 years. And they're going to be ma'aniyu. But you go out with a chish gadol annual with the Yad Rami, you're going to have incredible aristocracies. You leave Mitzrayim, but covered Gadol, you're going to go out from an impossible situation, because up at that point in time, not one human being ever escaped the concentration camps of Egypt. He's promising millions of Jews going out. And number three, he said, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, with the Lamed Aleph Malachim, that had fortified cities, Ad Shemayim, with battlements and everything else, that after 400 years, your Jews boy is going to come back, without a question, will capture all the cities, no problem, guaranteed. But obviously, the Moravim had Sveikas Bederech HaTevet, because when they analyzed the military situation, they didn't think it's going to be a very easy thing to accomplish. So all these three miracles, if you think about it, were Shalok Bederech HaTevet. Avram questioned Hashem, especially when it came to the first one. You said, I'm going to have a child. I'm looking in my judicial astrological predictions, astrology, and that day they were very big in astrology. And according to the laws of nature, you created Hashem in this Teva, I'm not supposed to have a child with Sarah. So what are you talking about? So it says, Vayetze Eise Hachutza. So it comes along to him and says, what does that mean? He just took him outside. No. He said to Abraham, listen to me. According to laws of nature, Teva, you're right, you shouldn't be having a child. Nor should the other things, because the geopolitical considerations ever can't take place. But I am telling you now the following message, that when you have a mission to perform, a shlichus of Hashem, and you're doing it l'shem shemayim, and it's been done for, to mekadeshim Hashem, and this concerns the future of Klal Yisrael, I will make sure that no impediment on the face of the universe will stop you, because you're going to be functioning on the level of shaloi k'derech ha-teva. V'yetze chutz means you're functioning mechutz l'derech ha-teva.
That's what same means
like the Yeah. That's the
Grand
Shabbos. So exactly. So that's the Grand Shabbos that your Rosh Hashiva was mechav that I was going to say. So you save me the k'tircha. The comparisons in Shabbos ain't mazal Yisrael. Don't interpret that mean the Klal Yisrael shel mazal, Rabbi Yisrael. It doesn't mean that. It means you're not subject to the mazalos of natural law. You're above that. There, he told Avram the secret that your ability to accomplish all the mission apostles I'm telling you is because you're going to function shalok k'derech ha-teva when it's done for the purposes I mentioned. That includes giving birth to children, yitzias Mitzrayim, and kibush haaretz. If you think about it for a couple of minutes, his child production was shalok k'derech ha-teva, because Sarah didn't even have a rechem, Chazal said. When it came to Mitzrayim, one servant never escaped. 3 million minimum went out, but Yad Ramah with the Rechush God, they gave us money to leave. Incredible to understand. When it comes to Kibush Aretz, think about the miracles. Blowing a shelf and the walls falling down, having the sun and moon stand still because they didn't have night vision, they had to have enough sun to finish off the job. I mean, these are Nisim Shalek Derech HaTeva. Why did they take place? Because the Haftacha, you're going to function Chusim Derech HaTeva. When it came to Yosef Atzad, the Chazal say, how was he Nitzel? Because he saw the Musil Shal Avim. So I always ask the question, when was the last time you saw a person who was a Baal Taiva and a person involved in Rishus because a picture of his great-grandfather on the wall who looked like a tzaddik, you said, Eilam, that made him a Shem Shabbos Eichel Kashas. Didn't happen. So it's not just seeing a picture that gave Yosef the ability to withstand. Chazal say the word the Musi means the Hashkafa that personified his father, which was the Hashkafa of his Zayda and his Alta Zayda, and that was, if you have a mission of a Shlichus for Klal Yisrael, to be involved with Kiddush Hashem and accomplish your mission, and that from Mechila Hashem, the only thing you need is to act and Hashem Shemayim, ask Hashem for help, and He'll allow you to withstand and go over Shalom Derech HaTeva. His therefore abstinence was he saw the hashkaf of his father, which went back to Avraham the Brisbane of Besarim, that Yosef realized he went down to Mitzrayim as an Eved, and then he became the most important person in Mitzrayim even before he became the Tzafnis Paneach. He was the head of one of the most prominent Egyptians, who was the chief executioner of Mitzrayim, a very powerful man. And he saw that Hashem, because Shem Shemayim Shavit Gapiv, kept to perform miracles. He realized Klaus had to go down Mitzrayim. Everybody knew the Haftach and the Bris Made of Mitzrayim. So he looked upon himself as being the pivotal factor. He realized if he would have sinned and succumbed, it would have been such a chil Hashem, his shlichus would have been finished. And who knows about Klaus Yisrael's ultimate amada in Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, he asked Hashem to help and save him based upon the Haftacha of the Bris Bein of Mitzrayim. And as a result of that, the Mustika means the Hashkafis of us going back to that. That we function with Chusla Derech Teva. What's the Medrash that proves this? There's a very famous Medrash that when Moshe took the Atzmas Yosef out of Mitzrayim, Chazal said, B'michitzasai, they came to the Yamsuf. They said to the Yam, we got to go through Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Yam said, what are you talking about? I'm created by God. And God said, you have a Teva. Your Teva is the flow. I'm going to slip it because of you guys. I can't do that. It's Teva. So Moshe says, you see who's in this little Aron over here? Arash Yosef. Aron, you know he's called Yosef a Tzaddik for? Because he conquered Teva because of a promise given to us Jews. that when you have a shlichus Hashem to accomplish, we have to have Kabbalah Sefer over here. Nature can't stand in our way. We go Shalom Derech HaTeva. So the pasuk says Hayom Ra Vayonos Mara Aroinu Shayyisif, and therefore it realized they had to split and Kriyasatsu took place. We therefore see that what was the Hashgaf of Yosef, what did he represent? Klai is a function of Shalom Derech HaTeva, which is the Yisod of the Bris Bein HaBesara. With this in mind, Rabbi Yisai, let me go back to what I mentioned before. The Hallel we recite now means we're thanking Hashem ultimately for the Bris Bein HaBesara HaTacha that Klai Yisod is allowed to function Shalom Derech HaTeva. And that's why all the miracles that are Mechayev, the Chayvus Hallel, are a thank you, Hakaras Atov. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us a power no nation on the face of this earth was ever given. Even natural law can't stop us. And therefore, it's Bedavka, the Hakash Lava Derech HaTeva, that's Mechayev, the Chayvus Hallel. When you say Hallel on a regular natural Teva, you're not much diminishing the entire essence of what this is all about. The whole world functions Gederach HaTeva. I'm using the Hallel to talk about Gederach HaTeva. You're causing a bazillion of this tefillah. The whole purpose of tefillah was to accentuate what makes Klal Yisrael unique is with that functioning Shalai Gederach HaTeva. Therefore, if you say B'chol Yom Yom, you'd be Mechav Megadev, you'd be Mevazah what this tefillah is coming to teach us. Rabbi Yisrael, our ability to survive to this very day, and that Eretzro the way it is today, it took America 200 years to become the incredible empire it is. It took Eretz only 60 years to do it. On a technological level, Eretz is the same as America at this point in time. This is not something normal. It's Shalai B'Derech HaTeva. The way Eretz is flourishing, the fact that you have yeshiva boys and girls like yourself, in the thousands upon thousands learning the way you're learning today, is a nes goli that your alta bubbas and zaydas in Europe never dreamt they would ever see or witness, and never even had a halama would ever happen. We're functioning on a level that is incomprehensible. For Saddam to send missiles over here from the fallen empty houses and not to kill people directly is a nesra, but you can't explain it any other way. Six-day war, America didn't have a six-day war in Iraq. They thought they're going to have one. We're how many years are we still in a quicksand? We're still sinking over there. The fact of the matter is, every day in Eretz you see Nisim Shalakadar. Even dealing with the bureaucracies in Shalakadar Chatev over here, I'll be honest with you. My son tells me his service he has in dealing with the bureaucracy. I've never heard of such a bureaucracy, you know. But nevertheless, that's the Nes of Shalai Gedera Chatev. I guess it's because Eretz Yisrael Niklav Yisum, so they want to show him a kind that Maimir Chazal. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, in the Haggadah, if you think about it, on Pesach, we pick up a curse of Wyman, we say, Hishandu Avasein, Shalakhoda Omer Senor, Chalashbachim Asalanim Yadam. In the Haggadah, that's preceded by the Bris Bein HaBesarim, which means that Haftach and the Bris Bein HaBesarim, that you're going to function Shalom Kederech HaTeva, that explains Shevachadogah Oymalayna Chalaseinu HaKadosh Baruch HaMasim Yodam, we're only existing because of that Bris Bein HaBesarim. Rabbi Yisrael, Hallel and Bris HaBesarim are intricately related. The Hallel is a thank you for that Bris Bein HaBesarim, it's a thank you for Shalom Kederech HaTeva, and that's what we're all about. The bracha I want to give to you is that you should be matzliach shalei k'derech HaTeva, and you're learning a Torah, shkam big tamidei chachamim, manhigei klai yisrael, rabbanim klai yisrael for the generations to come, and the schus of your mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. You should be rov gula shleima. Next year we should all come together and say the shirim in the chatzos beis hamikdash. B'vein amen, b'amen. Thank you for inviting me to the shiur. Yeah, right. All things. All things. I'm not going to be able to do that.
each day of the Kabbalah is a separate
The hollow itself, according to using the Chassam Sofi, playing the back, it ends up that the hollow was a nusach used by Yisrael, if you claim it's the halacha of Sinai, to thank Hashem for certain types of miracles. What type of miracle? Mir shalom kederech hateva. Where there's a manifest shalom kederech hateva. And the reason for that is because that is the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael when it comes to the Havtocha given to Avraham and Yaakov, that in Klal Yisrael's functionality in this world, you are not limited to any form of teva. What's your stamp of who you are, what you are, is shalom kederech hateva. Therefore, to take a tehillah, a nusach that was used and created for the purpose of thanking Hashem for functioning on that level, and to say every day just to thank Hashem for normal teva, you're diminishing the value of what that tehillah was, and you basically mash your teva to say. I'm saying, and theoretically, you should have said halal. I gave you a whole bunch of reasons why we don't do it.
And Eretz Yisrael, the functioning of Eretz Yisrael, even today, is
spoken out. It's a shalaka there, the whole thing is shalaka there.
It's
a hell of a religion. But the problem over here is that we don't have a total makabakati. If we were not subject matter to geopolitical control, and just look at our government over here, now the president sneezes and they say Gesundheit. I mean, they worship the floor upon which the United States presidents walk upon, and the Congress, and the world opinion at large. So therefore, the Shibud Amalfis is intense today. Intense. It's not just Persia we're dealing with. We're subservient to every nation on the face of the earth. We're worried that England might get mad at us. So there's such a Shibud Amalfis. If you didn't say Halal because by Purim, there was one Shiva Malkis of Persia. Tell you that there are hundreds of Shiva Malkis over here.
And I thought you were saying that you don't say halal today because it would be
Yom Kippur. No. I'm saying this is the second phenomenon. The two things. Number one is because the Nes is still Shiva Malkis. Akati Abiyach Asher Shanan, the Sfar Rakurim. Independently of that, the Rav says, so you want to tell me over here that maybe there was then you want a machal between geopolitical and there was a military victory. So the Rav said that in order for halal to be recited, you have to have a definitive machayiv. Otherwise, you're violating the minor chazal, haraz machayiv from the gun. Otherwise, you're violating that. Right. So he says, what will it be?
You're not saying
halal,
you're not saying halal.
No. Anything. The Chol Yom doesn't mean B'dach the Chol Yom. I mean, saying it any other day besides the 21 or days upon which there's a thing.
I think
that's what
he's saying. It was from here.
Exactly. Because the fact that